The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This is the second report in our series, Escape from Venezuela.
La salud no tiene precio y bueno pues...
It's hard for Jesus Mendoza to talk about all the things he's had to sell to buy medicine. Jesus is a kidney transplant patient. He has to procure his organ anti-rejection medications at any price. And because Jesus lives in Venezuela, that price is often astronomical. The country's catastrophic economic collapse has made anti-rejection meds all but non-existent there. So when they can be found, patients like Jesus usually head for pawn shops. I once had to sell my wedding ring, Jesus says. My wife agreed. She said health has no price. His wife, Dr. Maria Eugenia de Mendoza, is a kidney specialist. That's how they met. She's seeing many Venezuelans in her husband's situation and worse.
It's the first time in my career I'm seeing people die from kidney transplant rejection. It's due directly to the lack of medications.
The couple live near Venezuela's western border, so they often cross over to Cúcuta in Colombia. Thousands of Venezuelan migrants arrive there each day, escaping the crisis. Like Jesus, many of them come looking for medicines and treatments. But even in Cúcuta, medicine is exorbitant for Venezuelans and their worthless currency, the bolívar. So these so-called medical refugees are getting noticed in South Florida, where more Venezuelans live than anywhere else in the U.S. At a warehouse near Miami International Airport, Venezuelan expats pack boxes of donated medicines to be shipped covertly into Venezuela. Directing the effort is Adelis Ferro of the nonprofit Cuatro por Venezuela.
Actually, we are sending lots of medicines for transplant patients.
Ferro recently asked her secret couriers, the folks who know how to navigate Venezuelan customs, to steer some of the meds to Colombia.
Venezuelan refugees is not what we will have dreamed, not even in our worst nightmares, but it's what we need right now. So now we are sending part of our donations to Cúcuta.
And to Jesus Mendoza. At a cafe in Cúcuta, he shows me the pills he recently received. Behind his melancholy, mustached face, he fights back tears. There it is, he says, looking at the pills. It brings a little light back to being a Venezuelan. This also signals a big shift in how the Venezuelan diaspora in South Florida is confronting the crisis. Many are directing money, food, clothes, medicine, and toiletries to places outside Venezuela, like Cúcuta in Colombia, because that's where so many Venezuelans are headed. By the end of this year, an estimated 3 million will have left the country in the past 3 years, 10% of the population. Some 700,000 have settled in Colombia alone. In the U.S., Venezuelans now account for more asylum applications than people from any other country.
It is a criminal act. He's letting people die.
Jose Nunez is a Venezuelan college student who splits his time between Venezuela and Cúcuta. He's referring to Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro. The authoritarian socialist leader refuses international relief aid to Venezuela because he denies there even is a crisis. Meanwhile, more and more of the aid expats send into Venezuela is getting confiscated by corrupt customs officials. As a result, Nunez thinks a new aid paradigm is emerging.
The most efficient way to help Venezuelans, they should actually send it to outside the country.
In Miami, Nunez's aunt no longer wires money or ships packages to him and his mother in Venezuela. Cash, boxes, it all now goes straight to Cúcuta. Even Venezuelans who haven't fled yet often find it's easier to get aid smuggled over the border from Colombia instead of through Venezuelan ports and airports. Nunez himself serves as a courier for friends in Caracas. And that new system makes the Maduro regime angry.
They're not getting the commission, exactly. That way you can avoid the Venezuelan government to get their hands into that money.
And since it's harder now for even Venezuelan professionals to get a visa to come to the U.S., more of them are heading to or through Colombia.
Yeah, it's really, really impossible right now to get a visa. It's easier to go to Lima.
Albert Martinez is heading for Lima, Peru. I met him as he waited in a Western Union line in downtown Cúcuta. He's a computer engineer from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. And he told expat friends in the U.S. to send bus fare and other aid to him here instead of in Venezuela. As he crossed the border into Colombia that morning, Martinez realized picking up the cash in Cúcuta was the right decision.
This morning, when I was in Venezuela, a military stole our money.
To let him pass, he said, Venezuelan border guards shook him down for what little money he'd scraped together from his meager monthly wage.
$3 a month. So it's really sad.
All this is creating demand among Venezuelan expats for shipping services to Colombia. One of them is Rumbos Express in Miami. It's mostly Colombian customers are now recommending it to Venezuelan friends. Cuban-born Ederlis Penate is the owner.
Bueno, es una sorpresa realmente por la cantidad que están llegando.
I was really surprised by the number of Venezuelan customers I was getting until I started hearing how grave the situation is.
One of her new clients is Venezuelan expat Lily Moros. She now regularly sends help from Miami into Cúcuta for her sister in Venezuela.
Anoche, precisamente, cuando mi hermana me llamó, me dijo que...
The other night, she calls me from Venezuela very stressed because she'd just seen a family searching for food in a dumpster. She says, Lily, what if that's my family tomorrow?
Moros knows Venezuelan refugees in Colombia often have to choose between food and shelter. Her sister is a pharmacist and single mother of five, and she's about to move across the border to Cúcuta. So Moros will subsidize their rent.
Ella pueda quedarse allá y la frontera la cierran.
Cúcuta is her future, since there's no future in Venezuela. We need to do this right.
Moros's sister, her name is Jexi Terán, is now scouting apartments in Cúcuta near Santander Park with her son.
Para las personas, nosotros de los venezolanos que no tenemos ayuda.
Imagine what it's like for Venezuelan refugees here who don't have family abroad to send them this kind of help.
The short answer, it's hard. But for most, not as hard as life back in Venezuela. That's why they'll keep coming to Cúcuta, and why expat groups say they're steering more of their relief aid to Colombia, Brazil, and other refugee destinations.
A diferencia que un grupo de ángeles...
And remember Venezuelan organ transplant patient Jesus Mendoza? He hopes that expat aid is embarrassing the Venezuelan regime. It has long refused to let in transplant medications from the Pan American Health Organization. 2 weeks ago, it finally gave the okay. Next week, we'll look at how the refugee tragedy for Venezuelans and Colombians has been reversed.
I'm Tim Padgett in Cúcuta.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.